Hiya, hope you are well. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2025. So the card for the month of January I picked from the Ascended Masters Oracle deck by Doreen Virtue. And the card that came up was Persistence, Lu, the Sun God. So just before I picked this card, it's the afternoon. It's been a very dull day afternoon here in West Cork. And suddenly the sun came out and it was just beautiful because the sea was really dark and there was dark clouds. But then suddenly the grass was all green and these beautiful long shadows. So I just rushed outside to take a couple of photos. Came back in, picked the card, and we've got Lu, the sun. So that feels good, a great start. So I'm thinking of the shining new year ahead, and this burst of sun before the sunset, it feels like a sign of hope. So Lu is the Celtic sun god of harvest time, and his name means the shining one. And his hair is flaming, and we see his third eye is ignited. And he looks like he's thinking about something, and there's a very strong focus and intent. But he's also looking relaxed and confident. So he doesn't harbor any doubts that he will achieve his goal, and he is prepared to be persistent until he achieves it. So in the past, like I've used persistence to achieve something, but it's often been hard. There's been kind of like a pushing energy, and yeah, it's just felt really hard. But I think Lu is showing us a new way of being persistent. So there's an aliveness and a vitality that just lends itself to being persistent. So there's no kind of effort, there's no victimhood. There's energy there for that persistence. So there's a claiming of what he wants and then allowing his inner wisdom to guide him and to take the necessary steps. So I had a little look at what the book said, and it was saying, through persistent action and positive thinking, your dreams are manifesting into form. This is a time for you to stay persistent. But then the line I really loved was, it says, commit to your dreams for the long haul. We can call on Lu to encourage us to keep going and to give us the life-giving energy of the sun, which can inspire and warm and cheer us on our way. So I love that this card is coming to us at this time of year. It's time of new beginnings. It's a time for just going for it. And if there's something that we've wanted to manifest but we haven't managed to yet, it just gives us that encouragement just to keep going. So have a wonderful month of January, and indeed the whole lovely year of 2025 just rolling out for us. Lots of love.